Hello?
Hi, good afternoon. This is Dina with Family First Care. Is this Irene?
Yes.
Okay, hi. So I'm an intake coordinator. I know you spoke with Jasmine earlier regarding Barbara.
Yes.
I just wanted to go over the schedule with you again. So we have a caregiver with our agency, Nina, who's willing to take over the night shift. Have they communicated that with you yet?
Oh, no. Who was the worker that wants to do the night shift?
Yes, so I have here that we have someone, Nina, who is able to cover the night shifts. Yes.
Able to cover the Friday night at 11 to 7?
She said she's able to cover Monday through Thursday, 7 p.m. or 11 p.m. until 7 a.m.
Well, that's okay, because she had told me she could do 9 o'clock.
She can do, 9 p.m. to 7 a.m.?
That's what she mentioned to me.
Okay, that could be. I'm reading her email now. She said either 9 p.m. or 11 p.m. I think that's according to your availability. But she can do 9 p.m. She is available then.
Yes, but that would not work for her, for me, because we need, you know, we need like 5 or 6 because we need to get dinner in there. So we were thinking if she would want to do 11 to 7, at least this Friday. I'm still trying to work things out with this other agency we work with. I'm trying to have it like a split.
Right.
That the other, we're getting like a 6 to 6 with them, and that's like ideal. But obviously they can't, you know, do 7 days a week, and we love Nina. So I'm wondering, would she be willing at least to lock in for Friday 11 to 7, and maybe we can get a 5 to 9. I don't know if she mentioned her stepdaughter.
Yeah, I'm going to find that out for you. Okay, so Friday 11 to 7, you said?
Yeah, so the 9 isn't going to work because that's, you know what I mean? Yeah. So we definitely, and then we
and then you find someone
more.
From 5 or 6?
It doesn't matter. We could be flexible. Okay. It could be 4 to 8. It could be 5 to 9, you know, just because we have 12 hours and we want to get dinner in there.
Okay. But basically, our agency would be covering from either 4 or 5 p.m. until 7 a.m. the next morning.
No, because there'll be a gap. There'll be a 9 to 11. They'll go home. It'll be like they'll go home.
Okay.
Right? Because there's only, so like I'll need like a 4-hour shift for dinner, and then Nina could come in and do 11 to 7.
Okay.
That's the 8 hours, because that's our 12, if that's even feasible.
Okay, so you would need like a 4 to 9 or a 5 to 4 to 8 or a 5 to 9 shift, and then Nina would come in at 11. Are you okay with the gap, or you'd want someone to fill that in?
Oh, no, we want the gap.
Oh, you want the gap. Okay, no problem.
Yeah, we want the gap. Yeah, she's okay in between meals. She's just not okay with meals and at night, overnight.
Okay.
Yeah, so if we could get that, I mean, we definitely, you know, if that's even a thing, I would even try to work Nina and more, but 11 to 7 is not exactly what we need. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right, I understand. Okay. And so that's what day of the week again? What day?
So this is definitely Friday. That's what I know for sure. We're just starting this on now, so if we could definitely count on Friday, and then if I can let you know more tomorrow, you know.
Sure, yes. Okay, so we'll go for this week Friday. We'll try to see if we can get the authorization in for then so that Nina can start. And we'll start searching for a caregiver to cover the evenings for those 4 hours.
On Friday for now, because, you know, I want to see how the 6-6 works, you know.
Uh-huh, right.
And then maybe kind of move it more over if it works. Like, do more if it works.
Right. Okay,
I understand. Less than have Nina and your 5 to 9. Like, I wanted to just complicate it with so many people involved with the split shifts, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But we would love to get Nina in there. Now, I do, we're working with 365. I don't know if that helps. And we have the Medicare, the Medicaid, 12 hours. It just, we had 10, and then I overturned it, and we got 12 hours a day. So we do have it.
Okay, so that's good. And it's just Friday for now, right? No other days of the week?
Yeah, that could change tomorrow morning, but right
okay.
now, yes.
Okay, so I'm going to send
right
you my
now,
contact information. Call me with any changes in the schedule, and in the meantime, we're going to try to find someone for that Friday evening shift. We'll let Nina know, and we'll see if she has anyone. If not, we'll find someone from our agency.
Okay, yeah, that would be great. And if that works out well, we can, you know, see if that's a keeper, you know, for more
yeah.
than one day, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, great.
Wait, hold on. Let me just get your number.
Sure.
What is your name?
My name is Dina. D as in David, I, N as in Nancy, A. And
okay.
my direct line, that number is 267-551-7429.
Oh, 29. Okay, so should I talk to you or to Jasmine when I have
talk
like
to me.
Cancer,
Jasmine
like,
Jasmine is does marketing, so I take over this case from this point on until you guys are ready to go.
Oh, I got you now. Okay,
yeah.
Oh, good. Then I'll definitely be in touch with you. Thank you so
okay,
much.
Okay, great. All right, we'll speak
okay.
then. You have a good one.
You too. Okay, bye.